Good evening. Today is the 10th day of January 2012, and this is the midweek service of the Weatherby House Church. And we're going to start our service tonight by singing number 303. 303. Bless the righteous when he dies, when sinks the weary soul to rest. How mightily beams the closing eyes, how gently heaves the dying breast. So fades a summer cloud away, so sinks the gale when storms are o'er. So gently sheds the eye of day, so dies a wave along the shore. A holy quiet reigns around, a calm which life nor death destroys. Nothing disturbs that peace profound, which his unfettered soul enjoys. Life's duty done has sinks the day, light from its load the spirit flies, while heaven and earth combine to say, thou bless the righteous when he dies. 302. Out in the cold world away from God, no signs of where man's feet have trod. With broken heart I try to pray that Jesus would take my sins away. All of my prayers were chattering words, and really felt they were not heard. The more I felt to be denied, the more I prayed, the more I cried. In sinfulness away from home, spirit all broken and alone, no one to care, no place to flee, where will I spend eternity? The answer came as I gave up, about to drink the bitter cup, that Jesus died on Calvary's tree, to save poor sinners just like me. And now I'm singing on my way, that Jesus washed my sins away. And as I live, I want to tell that Jesus has done all things well. Okay, 51. Rosetta selected 51. 51. To him who did salvation bring, wake every tuneful power and sing a song of sweetest praise, a song of sweetest praise. His grace diffuses as the rains crown nature, flowery hills and plains, and spread a thousand ways, and spread a thousand ways. We feel redemption drawing near, we soon in glory shall appear, and be forever blessed, and be forever blessed. His promise never can delay, our Jesus on the appointed day will give his people rest, will give his people rest. By faith we view him coming down with angels hovering all around. He smiles upon his saints. He smiles upon his saints. He cries aloud in mounting strains, I come to save you from your pain. And in your sore complaints, and in your sore complaints, the smiling millions rise and sing, oh glory, glory to our King. The grand assize is come, the grand assize is come. You everlasting doors, my wife, the church is glorious as a bride. And Jesus takes her home, and Jesus takes her home.
Page 50, Blessed Assurance.
Page 50. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God. Born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture that burst on my sight. Angels descending, free from above. Echoes of mercy with fruits of love. Perfect submission, always at rest. I am my Savior, I'm happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above. Filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
Okay.
guide and direct our hearts, we pray. Thank you for helping us this week. Know that our world is becoming more and more wicked all the time. We know that man is born and conceived in sin, but thanks be to God for your marvelous and wonderful grace. Pray that you would go with us in Christ's name. Well, I'm glad that we have a mediator, Jesus Christ, who has paid the price for all of our sins. And I'm glad that we don't have to rely upon ourselves for our salvation. I'm glad that we can rely upon another, the great one. And it says in Matthew, the 20th chapter, Matthew, the 20th chapter, says in the 28th verse, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. I'm glad that Jesus Christ came into this world to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Now, a lot of people want to preach a gospel that he came to give his life a ransom for all. However, if that had been the case, all men would have been saved. And so we see that there is a parting away from the truth of the who Christ gave his ransom for. Who he gave a ransom for, he gave a ransom for many. Now we're going to look over in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, and we know that chapter very well in the Bible. We've been there many times, but I want to just look at it briefly, Isaiah 53, and I want to look specifically at the tenth verse. It says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many? For he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Now, as we looked in that passage in the 20th chapter of Matthew, verse 28, the word many is used, and as we look in Isaiah 53, verses 11, we see the word many, and we also see that it's specific in verse 10, because it says he made his soul an offering for sin to see his seed. Okay, to see his seed. So it's speaking specifically of his seed, and that he would justify many. And then it says also in the 12th verse, he bear the sins of many. So we see the word many used several times there.
now want to go back to Hebrews and look at a passage there. What I'm trying to show is that God's work on the cross was specific for whom he died for. And so many people don't want to give that truth of God's word. Now, I want to go now to Hebrews, the second chapter, and the 10th verse says, "For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings." Again, we see that he brought many sons unto glory there. Now, in the 4th chapter of Hebrews, the 9th verse says, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." The focus is on who the rest is to, the people of God. Okay, now, why do we want to try to make the salvation of God something other than what it is? Why do we try to make the salvation of God something other than what it is? Why do we try to make it a salvation for all people on the face of the earth, when it says here very many scriptures we pointed out for many? Now I want to go back to the 8th chapter of Hebrews. Okay. And he says here in the 10th verse, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel." House of Israel is where we want to focus on. "This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel." He didn't make a covenant with everybody. He made a covenant with the house of Israel. And then he goes on in the latter part of that verse and says, "I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." And then he says in verse 12, "I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, and their iniquities will I remember no more." And the "there," T-H-E-I-R, is speaking of the house of Israel. There. Now, he also says in the 9th chapter of Hebrews, in the 15th verse, "And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, or covenant, that by means of death, for the redemption of transgression that were under the first heaven, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance." The focus there being on "they which are called." They which are called. Now we can go over to the 28th verse, and it says, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many." Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. I'm trying to point out here that there's many, many passages in the Bible that speak of the particular redemption of God and his sacrifice and who it was applicable to. Now, goes on in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, and he says in the 16th verse, "This is the covenant that I will make with them," speaking of the house of Israel, "after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." And notice the T-H-E-I-R emphasis there. And 17, "And their sins," there, not all, "their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." And here again, he's speaking of the house of Israel. The house of Israel. Why do people want to make God's salvation applicable to someone else, other people other than the call, the house of Israel, God's elect, the one that he suffered and died for, gave his body on the tree for. Why do they try to make his sacrifice applicable to people that it's not applicable for? Why is that? Now, I want to go back and look at another passage here. And I want to ask a question. I know we've looked at this several times, but I want to ask a question. Hopefully you can think about this in John 6, where it says in verse 37, it says, "All the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Now, what if we change that verse to say, "The Father giveth me all, and all shall come to me"? That's what the Arminians are teaching, basically. They're teaching that the Father gave everybody to Jesus Christ, but then what they do is they make it contingent upon the free will of man as to whether they come or not. Well, in verse 45, it doesn't say anything about the free will of man. It says it is written in the prophets that they shall all be taught of God. Shall be taught of God. Now, I know that I don't want to belabor this as far as going through and doing another study on John 6. And then, Mark, I want you to look up some scriptures for me and read them tonight. I'm going to give you some to look up as we go through here for me. I want you to go to Acts, the 13th chapter, Mark, and I want you to read for me the 48th verse of Acts 13. While Mark's looking that up, I want to go back to 1 Peter, and I want to look at a passage there in 1 Peter. Now, the question that I have is, why do people teach and preach a different salvation than is taught in the Bible? Why have they changed it? Now, 1 Peter 1, verse 2, says, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God." Why did he say elect if it was meant for everyone? You ever thought about that? Why didn't he just say, according to the foreknowledge of God, through the sanctification of the Spirit and obedience to the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace be and peace multiplied? Why did he refer to the elect there? Why was the elect brought up? That's the question. Why was the elect brought up there? Now, in the second... Okay, Mark, have you found it yet?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Now the congregation...
Okay.
Just broke it up. Many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. I thought that's what you told me.
Acts 13, verse 48. Acts 13, verse 48. Read that for us, Mark.
When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained eternal life believed.
Okay. Now, why do you think that this was referred to as many? Again, notice the word many. It doesn't say all. It says as many as were ordained to eternal life. You know, if everybody was ordained to eternal life, it was said all were ordained to eternal life. But it it classifies it with the word many again. Many as were ordained to eternal life believed. It doesn't say all men were ordained to eternal life. As many as were ordained to eternal life believe. Now I want to go to 2 Peter. Mark, look up 2 Peter and read for us, if you would, the first verse of the first chapter of 2 Peter. 2 Peter 1 1. 2 Peter 1 1.
Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained life and precious faith with us to the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Okay, he makes it specific as to who has obtained this precious, life precious faith. Who are they? Who are they? Well, it says Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. Not to all, to them that have obtained like precious faith. It makes it specific to them that have obtained like precious faith. He didn't say all have received, for all have obtained like precious faith. He says to them that have obtained like precious faith. Well, what is the like precious faith? What is the like precious faith? Well, Jesus Christ tells us what the like precious faith is. He says that, you know, through his apostle Paul, in the book of Galatians, I want to look at that. In chapter 1 of Galatians, Mark, Galatians 1, I want you to read verse 4. Of chapter 1 of Galatians. This is what the gospel is. This is the gospel. Read verse 3 and 4.
Galatians
chapter 1, verses 3 and 4.
Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father.
There's the gospel. That's the gospel. That's it in a nutshell. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, not for everybody's sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. Very specific. He gave himself up for a particular group of people that he might deliver that same group of people from this present evil world, not according to the will of man, but according to the will of God and our Father. That is the gospel. Then he goes on and says, verse 6, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you in the grace of Christ unto another gospel. And they were already trying to pervert the gospel that he was teaching here, that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He died for our sins. So that tonight is what I wanted to point out, that the gospel is specific, God's redemption is specific, particular, and that is what is taught all the way through Scripture. Why do people want to change it to another gospel, pervert the gospel, something else? Do we have a selection? Final selection. Number 417, Rosetta Selected.
I don't have one up there.
Was with an everlasting love that God his own elect embraced before he made the worlds above, earth on her new columns placed, long ere the sun's refulgent ray primeval shades of darkness drove, they on his sacred bosom lay, loved with an everlasting love. Then in his love and his decrees, Christ and his bride appeared as one. Her sin by imputation is, what she in spotless splendor shone. O love, how high thy glory swell, thou great and beautiful and free. 10,000 sins as black as hell are swallowed up, O love, by thee. Believer, here thy comfort stands, for first to last salvation's free, and everlasting love demands an everlasting song from thee.
Page 396.
Precious memories, unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me as the sacred past unfolds. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. Precious Father, loving Mother, fly across the lonely years, and though home scenes of my childhood in fond memory appear, as I travel on life's pathway, know not what the years may hold. As I ponder, though grows fonder, precious memories flood my soul. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious memories seems unfold.
Dear Lord, we pray that you would go with us this evening. We pray that you would take this message and use it for your glory, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.